Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, to please turn everyone on. Profile This is played.
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola and happy Thanksgiving, Bichola.
Oh, thank you, man. Hola. All right, Anthony, you understand how this your game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Today, you have your choice of three categories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have animalized this, where you got the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally, license to spill, where you got the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Give me them drugs.
All right, officials identified a Philadelphia woman accused of abducting a 2-year-old child and then leading police on a chase while high. Investigators say the 50-year-old Rosalind Darden of Philadelphia, she was with another woman as well as that woman's 2-year-old grandchild inside of a red Chevy Traverse. Now, the grandmother told police that she witnessed Darden get high, pointing out that Darden regularly used this drug. After the grandmother got out of the vehicle, Darden drove off with the 2-year-old child still inside. The vehicle had an Apple AirTag, which was being monitored by other family members. So the child's grandmother called other relatives and used the AirTag to track the SUV to the Cedarbrook Plaza, a little less than 6 miles away from where she initially took off. That's when another family member then spotted the SUV in a parking lot of the plaza. She also spotted Darden unresponsive in the driver's seat while the toddler remained in the back seat. Family member asked Darden to let the kid out of the SUV, but she was high. So she refused and drove off at a high speed. This as the family member was still holding the door handle. The family then contacted the police, who quickly responded to the scene. Officer spotted the SUV. Chase after it as Darden drove back towards Philadelphia. Now, she failed to stop as other pursuing officers tried to pull over. She continued to drive recklessly, crashing into other cars, drove off the road, ran through red lights, as well as stop signs, all at a high speed. She finally stopped after she was boxed in by a police car. So she was taken into custody, and a toddler was found standing inside the vehicle between the two back seats, but the kid was fine.
All right.
Whee! Now, you're not going to believe this. She was arrested and charged with a whole bunch of things. Shocking, I know. But the question is, what was she high on? Was it crack? Was it meth? Was it bath salts? Or was it PCP? So crack, meth, bath salts, or PCP?
And you said that the grandmother knew that she was high?
Yeah, the grandmother said that she witnessed her get high and that she knew that Darden did this drug on the regular.
But I'll say, I'm going to go PCP then. Right, so they stopped, and then the high woman took the car.
Correct. With the kid still in the back.
Right, so the grandma was just under the impression, like, she's high, it doesn't matter.
Right. Mm. Well, no, I think the grandma wanted to get the kid out of the car as well because she's high. But either way, she took off with her granddaughter.
And what were the options again?
Crack, meth, bath salts, or PCP? All right, follow me on this one, right? Go on PCP. There's a lot of way people do it. It's called a dipper.
Mm-hmm.
So it just looks like a cigarette, but it's dipped. The tip of it is dipped in PCP.
Okay.
So it's feasible she was smoking a cig, but the grandma was smart enough to know she's on PCP.
Okay. You go on PCP?
PCP.
PCP.
Okay. All right, Anthony, what are you thinking?
I'm going with a bath salt.
Bath salt. All right.
What was this fine upstanding individual on? Crack, meth, bath salts, or PCP? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Category strikes our profile. That's all my woman in Philadelphia. She had a hell of a day.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, was on some drugs. She ended up basically abducting a 2-year-old child, driving off, smashing into cars, high-speed pursuit.
Everything you could ask for.
The entire deal. And, yeah, she was arrested. She was on drugs. Question is, was she on crack, meth, bath salts, or PCP?
But, Anthony, that is a question that we pose to you. This is in Philadelphia. Like you said, abducted a child, either inadvertently or not, who the hell knows, high-speed chase, blown through stop signs. The cops had to box her freaking car in just to get her to stop. And with all that, you went with bath salts. I'm afraid it was not bath salts.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, thank you, man.
Hey, have a good holiday.
Same to you, brother. And you two agreed on PCP. Yep. You are correct.
All right.
And Ted, she did, in fact, smoke the PCP.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the grandma, like, she probably just lit it up like a normal cig, but the grandma's smart enough to be like, oh, she's smoking a dip.
Time for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Your choices today, you got the Jimmy.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Colbert.
Steven.
Writers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That is right. The title of these guys have teams of talented writers helping come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine. Is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
A ranking of global airlines came out. No United States Airlines made the top 10. Luckily, no one flying on a U.S. airline would hear this news because their seat screens don't work and the Wi-Fi costs $30.
Seth.
Ted Smith.
Fallon.
Well, get this. A new ranking of the top global airlines was just released, and not a single U.S. carrier made the top 10.
Ooh.
Luckily, no one flying on a U.S. airline will hear this news because their seat screens don't work and the Wi-Fi costs $30.
A school set up a microphone in the middle of a hallway and invited students to share something good and took it down right after that pop quiz.
Fallon.
V. Ted Smith.
Smith.
All right.
Dunkin' came out with a children's book to benefit the Dunkin' Joy and Childhood Foundation that follows one tiny munchkin donut hole treat on a journey of belonging and joy, all the way from birth in a bakery to its death in a gas station toilet.
Seth.
Colbert.
Seth Meyers.
Dunkin' recently released a new children's book to benefit the Dunkin' Joy and Childhood Foundation that follows one tiny munchkin donut hole treat on a journey of belonging and joy. All the way from its birth in a bakery to its death in a gas station toilet.
The head of the Louvre museum announced yesterday that it'll install surveillance cameras and have them running by the end of the year. And I'm being told someone just stole the cameras.
Colbert.
Seth Meyers.
The head of the Louvre Museum announced yesterday they will install 100 new surveillance cameras and have them running by the end of the year. And I'm being told someone just stole the cameras.
Update on the miniseries I've been watching, Death by Lightning.
All right.
About President Garfield. First of all, I just want to apologize to President Garfield's family. The man was trying. He didn't have enough time in office. All right? I always made fun of him.
Well, he was shot, wasn't he?
He was shot, but also he had to spend, like, you know, the first 100 days in office is pretty important.
Yeah.
But the Republican Party at that point, right, since Lincoln, they haven't lost.
Yeah.
But it's fractured, and it's basically run by these guys in New York who just out for money. So he basically has to spend his first 100 days kind of breaking up that monopoly within his own party.
Okay.
But he spends so much time doing that, and then he gets shot. So basically he doesn't...
And then he gets shot.
Yeah, so he doesn't push through any legislation,
moving.
Right? So it's kind of a footnote and this and that, but it's just like... And I always thought the same thing, but I was just... After I watched this movie, I was like, damn, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is that Chester Arthur, who was his running mate, kind of reforms himself and ends up pushing through this stuff, which is good. But also, his throw in the office was very annoyed. Because basically, the first doctor on the scene is a black dude, and they're like, I don't know if we trust him. And he's like, dude, right? And like, the president knows him. He was in the Civil War. He saw this guy from a hospital before.
Yeah.
But then the head doctor comes in from Walter Reed or whatever. And back then, medicine's just starting to change. So it's during the Civil War that these studies come out of France. They're like, hey, we got to wash the equipment.
Right.
So, you know, I kind of noticed he's like, get me boiling water as quick as you can. This other guy shows up and just starts ripping into the president, trying to get the bullet out. Yada, yada, yada. The bullet didn't kill him. It struck nothing. He died of the disease of this ego-driven doctor that just wouldn't leave him alone.
Mm.
I was pissed for a while last night.
It's fresh news. Let go, man.
It's fresh to me.
I understand. I'm just saying. It's Garfield, man.
I know. And I don't know if this part of the story is true, but I hope it is. It's obviously the dramatized series, so they added stuff, but just his wife is obviously very upset. She outlives him for 37 years, but she goes to see the guy that assassinated him right before he goes to the gallows. And it's so it's very good.
Okay.
If you're into revenge and spite.
If you're into that, this is
right. Like if you like Count of Monte Cristo or whatever.
Monte Cristo.
Yeah. Monte Cristo.
Crisco. Hey, you know what they call me? Yeah. I'm the Count of Monte Cristo.
You will
brother.
Respect his wife a ton. She's my new favorite president's wife ever. Her and Dolly Madison. Dolly Madison.
I'm going Nancy Reagan every time. Throat goes.
Right. But remember, Dolly Madison, the English were burning our White House, and she saved a lot of the art and stuff. Always respected that about her.
And she also made the fruit-filled pies that they advertised during Peanuts cartoons.
Oh.
I think that was Dolly Madison.
I believe you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't know that. This is kind of an interesting list. These are some beloved TV characters who showed up late in a series.
Okay. I can guess one of them that'll be on there at least.
All right. Let's hear it.
Frasier.
Great call.
Because he wasn't part of the original.
He's number three on the list. Dr. Frasier Crane, he joined Cheers in season 3.
And it's crazy, he got the spinoff. Do you recognize that? Dolly Madison?
Zingers.
Oh, yeah. I was a Tasty Cake guy.
Yeah, okay, fine. I'm trying to think who else.
Miles, there's somebody on this list you should know. You love this show. You love this character. It's the reason I think half of America knows who he is if you haven't seen Pootie Tang.
Oh, J.B. Smoove.
Yeah, okay. Correct. You're right. Leon Black, J.B. Smoove, he joined Curb Your Enthusiasm in season 6.
Right. Uh-huh.
I love the interviews with him, too. And they're like, are you anything like that character? And he's like, no.
I'm not like...
The character's obnoxious and an a-hole. Right? Wait, say, can you imagine a man you don't know that moves into your home and then just starts walking around eating bags of chips
without
all
a shirt on?
Without a shirt on. Right. This one is obviously way too back of the day for me, but Joan Collins joined Dynasty in season 2.
Wow. I only knew who Joan Collins was because the show Dynasty was this huge thing. I never watched the show.
She was an evil character.
Yeah, I just assumed she was there the whole time. I did not know that. Actually, give us the show and see if we can guess who the character
is. All right, Mike, you're on this one. Breaking Bad.
Showed up late in the show.
Only season 2. I'll help you out.
Only in season 2.
But became a beloved character.
Right? It's not... Would it be Tuco then?
Mark Emmerich?
or Arate? Yeah, Aratant?
Jonathan Banks? It's not Tuco.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Got him.
He had quite the impression on Mike.
Is Woody Harrelson on there from Cheers?
Oh, it's Mike. Yeah. He showed up in season two?
Yeah, Mike, right? Because he's got a huge role in Better Call Saul.
Right. Sal. Yeah, he's kind of the cleaner for Gus, and then later on.
Yeah.
He was awesome. He was the best. Because he wasn't a bad guy. He worked for a bad person.
Right. And he used to be a cop.
Did a good job working for a bad person.
Correct.
But not a bad guy.
It's like, that was just, I'm just paid to do this.
Good call on Woody Harrelson, by the way.
Miles, that is a great call. Woody Harrelson did not make the list.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dang. Well, that character, too, in Breaking Bad, I'm with Mike, right? Like, I could never be a serial killer. But working as a hitman, like, look, I don't ask.
But aren't you kind of a serial killer if you're a hitman? You're just getting paid to also kill multiple people.
No, because serial killers just do it, like, for fun. That's sick.
Sure.
I do it for money.
Okay, yeah.
I got bills to pay.
That's
why you don't represent yourself in court, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, I will say, there is some cases where you look at the mob, or I'm not even going to say his name, there's this famous kind of gangster not that long ago in Chicago on O Block, and people were like, that guy, like, this wasn't just gang stuff. Like, he just liked killing.
Okay.
So you can cross that line. This guy joined Lost in season two. That's going to be tough.
Oh, did he go by, what was his name on the, Ben?
Good call.
All right, yeah.
Benjamin Linus.
Yep.
Peaky Blinders, a show I enjoy, season two.
I'm like a quarter of the way through season two.
I give you a hint.
Tom Hardy? Yeah, Tom Hardy's character.
Yeah.
Wait, do your bane again.
Oh, I was born in the pool.
What?
Whoa.
What is he, a leprechaun?
I'll be dead honest with you. I've never seen it.
It's like if the captain went Bane.
Yeah,
basically. Whoa, I run the SS Guppy. I'm going to take over the entire city.
Whoa. I was born in the fire.
Me and Aunt Jemima had a hell of a time.
Whoa. What is the actual line that's famous?
I was born in the dark.
Yeah.
Molded by it.
Then he broke into a disco song.
All right, Seinfeld, this is my show. Season three, he shows up.
Kramer.
No, he was there for
no.
Hold on, let me guess, the mailman.
Good call.
Newman.
Newman
was great.
Newman was a great character.
That actor, everything I've ever seen him in, he basically is just Newman. You put him in a different situation.
Wasn't he like Jurassic?
No, it was the Jurassic Park.
Yeah. But, the original.
The first, but the role he played, I'm like, okay, if Newman were a computer nerd working at a dinosaur place, that would be Newman.
Yeah.
I forget his actual name.
Something Knight.
So I don't know if you know this. He's one of those actors that he swears. He's like, dude, I lost a ton of weight and I can't get a role.
Right. That's not why they hired him. I do remember him saying that. Like, the worst thing I did was freaking lose weight because when they hired me.
It was years ago, right? Over a decade. He just was like, I got to get healthy. Dropped a bunch of weight. And he's like, nobody will hire me anymore. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of funny.
To us.
Yeah. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, season two, Spike joined.
Spike.
If there was somebody to kill a vampire, it'd be Spike.
So this one.
Okay, you know, I have him on speed dial. If I need to kill a vampire, hey, Spike, it's me again, man.
This character didn't show up until season three finale. Massive show. You might have watched it. I've watched it a little bit. I don't think you two ever got into it.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Amy. Mayim Bialik.
Big Bang Theory. Yes, that's right. She was a late arrival, wasn't she?
She was at the last episode of season three. She shows up.
Good for her,
because they needed a girlfriend for Sheldon, and then they found her, and I was like, holy crap, she is the female Sheldon. And then she became a freak.
Oh, did she?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was thirsting after Sheldon pretty hard, and that was like the only thing that brought her out of her nerdyism.
As wanting to get laid?
Damn right.
Well, when you add two nerds together, you get a freak.
Everyone knows that.
That's right. It's common law.
Two nerds, you can one freak, dog.
She took every win that she could. Like, she was sick one time. She had him rub Vapor Rub on her chest, and she just, like, she was loving it. She took every win that she could get, dude.
Joe,
their first time having sex was in, like, a D&D roleplay style.
Man, that's got to be, I guess, interesting.
Well, yeah.
I still love the one time I walked up to a D&D game. I did not know they were playing.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of sitting there drinking a beer, and I go, all right, I'm going to be a wizard.
How mad were they?
They were very nice. The guy just kind of turned to me and said, do you understand we're playing a game? I said, I don't.
What are you talking about?
And he's, I was like, so I don't just make up a character and get to be that? And they were like, no. Like, we've been doing this for hours. That's not how it works. All right. This won't be a wizard.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Now, you know what they won't
you
be
probably
doing?
Needed a wizard.
Yeah. You know? I could have had great skill as a wizard.
You know we're playing a game. Nope.
The Texans hosted the Bills over on Amazon if you want to watch some Thursday night football.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Students at the university figure out that their entire class, yeah, it was created by AI. Meanwhile, a man finds almost $1 million in cash but doesn't keep it because, honestly, he is an honest guy. A ferry captain should not have been paying attention to his phone. A Tesla driver in San Francisco repeatedly went into the Twilight Zone. And shocking news as seniors are happy at their nursing home because they're serving liquor. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We're going to San Francisco, where they paved the way to the future. Ride shares have been growing in popularity for the last decade, and they're slowly being encroached upon by driverless alternatives, one of which being Tesla's Robotaxi. A recent customer in San Francisco has come forward to issue a complaint about their experience. While some services feature a completely driverless experience, as our own D. Ted Smith actually took part in, yeah. Tesla's Robotaxis feature a safety driver behind the wheel just in case the worst should occur. But our recent customer issued a complaint after said safety driver fell asleep at the wheel 3 times during his ride.
Jeez, man.
Only being woken up by the sound of the car's safety alert beeping. They've issued a complaint to Tesla with no response, so they've resorted to going to the media in an attempt to get some sort of an answer.
Good luck with that.
Right.
I mean, I would prefer there's just human drivers so people have jobs.
Well, yeah, there's that.
I mean, that's one of the issues in Seattle. There's so many drivers. Those guys are like, it's hard to make money now.
Right.
Yeah.
I took the Waymo out of convenience, though, so I'm part of the problem.
Yeah, Ted.
You've always been part of the problem. Well, you probably just want to check it out, like anything else.
Yeah,
it was hot. Seriously, like I'd be curious about that.
Yeah, I mean, when I was in Vegas, they had those robo taxis that were going all over the place. They look kind of cool.
Yeah, sure.
And I
don't want to get one, but right. Yeah.
And I thought the same thing. Yeah, two reasons. For one, it gets rid of drivers, and two, I don't know how much I trust robots.
I will say it was better. We took like those little mini buses you see like in Asian countries.
Okay.
They're like lights on them and stuff. Yeah. So some of those, when we got off the shuttles, were right there. So they're like electric, but it's a dude driving it. And that old dude was awesome. Like,
I believe
we were like, we just got to run in and change. He's like, yeah, man, take your time. We were like, oh, okay.
Go.
You right, can't do that with a non-driver car.
No. In other news, wild scene in South Korea as a ferry has crashed. While making its routine voyage across the water, the vessel was an hour away from its destination when disaster struck. The ferry struck a rocky islet off the coast of the country, leading to a dangerous compromise in the ferry's ability to completely complete its trip.
Yeah, rock to do that.
Yeah. The Coast Guard was called and the ferry was evacuated. Thankfully, everybody survived the incident, but the big question is, what happened? The ship was on autopilot at the time of the incident, and although the captain was out of the wheelhouse at the time of impact, the first mate had assumed the captain's chair in his absence. So what in the world happened? The first mate initially told authorities that a malfunctioning rudder was to blame for the collision, but later admitted to be surfing news stories on his phone instead of paying attention to where the ferry was headed.
Jeez,
the first mate, the captain, and helmsman have all been charged with injury by gross negligence.
And we're just talking about the driverless cars.
Right.
Yeah, I'll give it a try. Putting a ferry on autopilot, crash. Nope.
Well, the thing is that they were saying in that particular area as well, yes, they're on autopilot for a lot of it, but at that point, whoever is captaining the ship would take it off of that autopilot because it's a thinner area, as you can see.
It's something it needs to navigate.
Correct. The islet is there, and it can't quite navigate it as easily on the autopilot, so they need a little extra effort.
So basically, their autopilot's more like cruise control.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much. Interesting story out of Canada. Authorities descended upon a home in search of an illegal handgun. While searching the property, they happened upon a Rubbermaid container with about $850,000 stashed inside.
Nice.
They also found $11,000 in a heating vent and about $7,000 in a suitcase. This guy was stuffing money everywhere. The man was arrested and charged with offenses related to possessing criminal proceeds, but he was eventually acquitted after challenging the warrant. The matter then turned to the cash that was found, with the government electing to just keep the cash that they determined was to be obtained illegally.
How did they determine that?
In their own way.
I was going to say, if you already put them on trial for getting money through criminal means,
and somehow he fights that and wins, then what that tells me, and I'm not a lawyer, but it's, if you can't get him on that, then you can't save the money.
So after a lengthy legal battle, the courts ruled that the government only needed to return the $11,000 in cash that was found in the heating vent, as it was determined to be his personal money being kept there. The rest all went to the government.
Damn, man. So basically robbed him.
Pretty much.
Okay.
We're not
going to charge you with the name, but we're going to keep your ass.
Yeah. Enjoy that. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to France, where they take care of the elderly. A local retirement home has been spotlighted by the media for their, quote, extra touch of soul. The retirement home has obtained a liquor license and has since opened a bar to the public, which is frequented by locals as well as the retired folks within the home.
All right, because, like, my mom's place has happy hour, but, like, I could go in, but I don't know if we could just stroll in.
Right. Exactly.
But if you told me there was a retirement home and I could drink with old people, like, I'd be in there a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Why not?
Just, you know, they encourage you to go in and talk to older people. You know,
right.
But, like, if you offer a bar, one, they're going to get real honest. I'm going to be a lot more interested.
Sure.
And probably hunker down. Like, all right.
Since that time, they've seen an incredible turnout from the elders who have found a new sense of community and light as they've been able to enjoy a nice cocktail and conversation with their neighbors.
Boom.
You never had one of those on, like, random conversations? You're just at a bar by yourself on an afternoon waiting for a buddy.
Talk to somebody.
Oh, talk to the old timer.
Nope.
Well, all right.
Like, she's like, no,
I haven't.
No, not me.
I sat there quietly.
That's right. I just waited. I just stared at my phone the entire time. Where's my buddy? Where's Ted? He's supposed to be here 5 minutes ago.
Talking to the old timer up front.
That's right. Probably. The guy who's smoking outside. No, I love that idea, though. You know, because the retirement homes already scare elderly people as it is. I don't know if it's just, if it's kind of a denial thing. I don't know if it's a fear thing, but it's... I feel like this would loosen people up, especially if you're like Ted, who's been sitting at this bar talking with his people the entire time. Ted's looking at it like, can't wait for the day I can finally move in.
I know, man.
Yeah, and like, look, it's a little more personal as my mom's in a retirement place, but like every other Friday, like my cousin Tom's in there working, and you think it's the greatest thing in the world. They're just excited to talk to other people.
Of course.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, it's like drinking down at the Legion.
Yeah.
There you go. Men's Room Sports are brought to you by the fine folks at Lacrosse Footwear. You've got college football on over on ESPN, basketball on NBA, college hoops on TNT, CBS Sports and Big Ten Network, Thursday Night Football over on Prime, and the Kraken are in Chicago taking on the Blackhawks over on Kong and Amazon Prime. Last I checked, the end of the first period, tied, no score. As far as your weather, partly cloudy skies and a low of 41 tonight make way for a cloudy and a high day of 53 tomorrow to bring us into the weekend. That's it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawkins.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll gorge yourself tomorrow on a Bad Choice Friday and the return of Ted versus the FCC. The lovely Jolene's coming up in seconds.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.